I'm going to conclude with one story. And this is concerning an-nawafil being prayed at home. Al-Sheikh Al-Shanqiti, hafizahullah, a famous teacher in Al-Madinah, was giving a lecture. After he finished his lecture, an old man came to him. And he, the Sheikh himself, narrates this story. He said, an old man came to me after the prayer. And he said to me, Ya Sheikh, I have a lot of terrible issues at home. Chaos. Me and my wife, terrible relationship, terrible communication. The children, Allahu Akbar, I can't control them in the house. They swear at me, they swear at the mother. It's just so much chaos in the house. Then I listen to what I say and I've lost it. What do I do? For Sheikh, he said to him, Allah, are you praying al-witr at home? Al-witr, what's that? He said to him, are you praying al-duha? And he said, what's that? He goes, look, in a few minutes, I'll explain what this is. He said, al-witr, it's the last prayer of a believer in the night. The minimal amount of it is one rak'ah. And you can pray more than that. وَأَوْتِرُوا يَا أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ Allah Azza wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people of the Qur'an, inshallah, we're people of the Qur'an. Then if you are so, pray. Do al-witr before you sleep. Minimum one rak'ah. He taught him what al-witr is and the virtue of al-witr. And he taught him what al-duha is and the virtue of salat al-duha. Two rak'at, that is, in the morning. He goes, go, teach this to your family. Go and implement it. He went. Our friend, our old man, he went and he began to teach his family. He said, come here. Fee something, it's called al-witr and there's something called al-duha. We're going to establish this in our house alongside the fara'id that we pray. Go. Do it. And he was a role model in the house. He was a role model. He had terrible issues in the house. He began to pray al-witr. His kids would see him and they would pray because him praying is a reminder for them to get up and pray. And his wife would pray. Wal-duha, and he would pray and the family would get up and pray. And over time, wallah, al-Sheikh al-Shanqiti said that this old man came a few weeks later and he said to him, Ya Sheikh, I need to update you on the situation. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, the situation has become calm in the house. I see peace and tranquility restored once again in my house. Wallah, I'm not lying, I see this in my house. Al-Sheikh said to him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth when he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَاعِلٌ لَهُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ فِي بَيْتِهِ خَيْرًا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the one who prays nawafil in his house, Allah would make that a source of an abundance of good. Khayra, khayra nakira. You see that tanween at the end? That means an abundance of good, good that is immeasurable. And this is it. And this is an example. Now, I don't want you to take this story and go from person to person, relay it. You make your own story. Go back to your house. If there are issues in the house, if there are problems in the house, these problems that are never ending, and teach your family something. Teach them al-witr, wal-duha at least, and the other sunan of the prayers, the ones before and after, begin to pray them, implement them in the house, and then share your story of what goodness it brought in the house, of what goodness it brought in your life. What protection Allah Azza wa Jal gives you, because the greatest of the fitan would be fitan that are inside the house. This is where you live. If inside your house you cannot live in peace and ease, and you're finding peace and ease outside the house, we're in danger. We're in danger. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا He made for you tranquility and comfort and peace in your house. Don't search for it elsewhere. Look for it in the house. If it's not there, fix the house. How? Do a salat, do a Quran. Once you're safe, once you're protected, once you're in that state of comfort and tranquility, you have the energy to face any of the fitan and the evil out there. Nothing will harm you. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings.